Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Kerry hurlers will have to travel up and down to Dublin on the same day that they contest the Joe McDonagh Cup final against Antrim on the 4th of June at Croke Park because they can't get accommodation anywhere even close to the city. The same issue is arising for supporters who are being priced out of staying in Dublin. GAA correspondent at the Irish Independent, Colm Keyes, has the story. Good morning, Colm.
Hi, Clare.
So tell us what's happened.
So Kerry are playing Antrim in next Saturday week, in the Joe McDonagh Cup final, and the county board were trying to secure accommodation for them, preferably in Dublin, but somewhere close by. And in conversation with the Kerry County Board chairman, Patrick O'Sullivan, he detailed that from Limerick to Dublin, effectively, there was nothing suitable available for the travelling party of just over 40, 45 perhaps, in suitable accommodation anywhere along the M7. They could not find suitable accommodation. There was something, I believe, available about an hour north of Dublin that probably would have suited. But again, that's an extra hour to travel there and an hour to travel back then.
Yeah, well,
and the
in the wrong direction as well.
In the wrong direction. So it was an extra 2 hours, probably defeated the purpose, but they did check out. Kerry would be well used to booking accommodation, obviously through their football success in Dublin. They would have a lot of contacts with hotels, different hotels in the area. Actually, one of the hotels that they regularly use is being used now to accommodate Ukrainians, so that's out of the picture at the moment. And others are just being priced out, just the price in conversation again are double in some cases and even treble in some cases.
Okay.
And it's a problem for supporters too, because some have been tweeting and taking to social media to highlight the exorbitant cost of all of this for a day's hurling.
Okay, and there's going to be significant costs, not just for the Kerry County Board, but we're using that as an example, but for county boards across the country, because you say in the article today that Kerry County Board, when it comes to the football, the All-Ireland football quarter-finals, they're prepaying 13 grand for accommodation in Dublin for that.
Yeah, so they had to get active on this this week because accommodation is drying up. There's obviously, as we know, there's a run on it, but they've had to hedge on this. They're playing Limerick in the Munster final tomorrow, and if they win that, well, then their prepayment is secure. They'll get to validate that. But if by some chance they were beaten and they were rerouted to qualifiers and didn't get to an All-Ireland quarter-final, they would lose their 13,000 prepayment to a hotel to secure the accommodation for the weekend of the All-Ireland quarter-finals. But if Kerry go beyond that, or indeed any of the other counties that travel, it could be the Cork hurlers, it could be the Galway hurlers, Donegal footballers, Mayo footballers, all of these teams are quite likely to be in Croke Park on the business end over those weekends in June and into July and around the 24th for the All-Ireland final. They can't really hedge, they don't know, and if they're compelled to prepay accommodation, they risk losing that. It's quite high. It's not like it used to be. I mean, Kerry would have been used to paying 6,000 or 7,000 for a weekend for an overnight in Dublin, but it's doubled that in this case. So it's a problem for teams. It's also a problem for supporters who will be looking to make a weekend of it in Dublin, because it seems it's drying up very, very quickly, and no team can really afford to speculate that they will be there just yet, especially for a semi-final or a final.
Colm, is this linked at all to the transformed championship? You know, the fact that there's going to be more travel now for GAA teams who are playing in Croke Park?
It's probably a degree, Claire, in that it's backing up into June and July when these teams and their supporters want to, and this is when the dates are taking place. It's a small spin-off from the change, just a very small one, obviously, but a significant one nonetheless in terms of finance and in terms of support has been able to make it. It probably would be easier to get accommodation in August and certainly into September when the All-Ireland finals used to be. But obviously it's been done for different reasons than just accommodating teams and supporters in Dublin that weekend that the change has come. But it's probably a spin-off to some degree to this, that teams are now looking for earlier accommodation in the summer, backed up against concerts and obviously conferences and just a lack of space.
Colm,
so it's a problem.
Most
teams would be quite content to stay within an hour of Dublin, provided that it was on the right side of the city for them. But even that appears to be drying up. and prices are rising steadily.
Look, nothing from Adair to Dublin for the Kerry hurlers. Colm, thanks very much for bringing us that story.
And thank you, Claire.
We'll have more a little bit later on what will be happening on the pitch or likely to be happening on the pitch, both in GAA, in rugby and, of course, in the Champions League final as well. But coming up next, Stephen Garvey, the boss of Glenveagh Properties, one of the biggest developers in the country, will be with me here in the studio. That's after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.